Verse 5, then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood two, and the one in the side of the bank of the river and the other side of the bank of the river. These are angels. Now, here's the heavenly visitor again, verse 6, and one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? What wonders? The terrible time of judgment talked about in verse 1. Verse 7, and I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand. Now he holds up both hands, right and left hand, to heaven. And he's going to make a commitment. And he sware by him that liveth forever, that it should be for a time, times, plural, and half a time. Now that is a phrase that is used to describe a half of the tribulation period. There are three phrases used both in Daniel and the book of Revelation. 3.5 years would be a phrase. Time, times, and half a time. Time, 1 year. Times, 2 years. And a half a time. So time, times, and a half a time. Or 1,260 days. There's fourth one, I forgot. 42 months is also used. In chapter 11, chapter 12 of the book of Revelation, chapter 13 also, and in chapter 19. So when you see the phrase, time, times, and a half a time, or 1,260 days, or 3.5 years, or 42 months, you can know it's talking about a half of the tribulation period, all of those phrases. And when you put them together, coordinating all of prophecy together, you see it extends out for a 7-year period of time. And you say, wait a minute, man, you just told us 3.5 years. 1,260 days is not 3.5 years. If you divide 365 let me just say it is, because these are Jewish years. You see, a Jewish year is 360 days, 12 months of 30 days apiece. And that's determined by looking at Genesis chapter 6, because 6 months, it says, 5 months, Noah did something, and that was 150 days. So Jewish months are 30-day months. Now, why is it Jewish months? Because the church who uses the Gregorian calendar is not going to be in there. It's for Jews. And so it's Jewish months that it's dealing with. He's talking to Jewish people and Gentile people that come under this attack. Anyway, Jesus Christ says that it's going to happen. It shall be for a time, times, and half a time, and he shall accomplish to scatter the power of the holy people. In other words, he's going to break the rebellion of the Jewish people. This last 3.5 years of the tribulation period for breaking the rebellion of the Jewish people to finally turn them to Messiah. And all these things shall be finished. Verse 8, and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for thy words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. Many shall be purified, made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And so Jesus is confirming, this heavenly visitor confirming, the last 3.5 years, the worst time that the Jewish people have ever seen since the nation was brought into existence, and the time of Jacob's trouble will only be time, times, and half a time, 3.5 years, 1,260 days, 42 months. Now you notice I'm stopping at verse 10. And the reason I'm stopping at verse 10 is because I do not know what verse 11 and 12 mean. I have no idea. And if you think you do, I would imagine you would lie about other things as well. Before I came to this service, I checked the commentary written by Dr. Dwight Pentecost, he wrote the Bible, Things to Come, on eschatology. And Dr. Dwight Pentecost says, I don't know what the 1,290 days is talking about, or the 1,335 days. In other words, I just told you 1,260. That's 3.5 years. But it says, blessed is he that comes to the 1,290 days, that's 30 days extra, or 1,335, that's 45 more days, or 75 extra days. I do not know. Neither does Dwight Pentecost, Dr. John Walvoord, and I also check Rennie Showers. He is the theologian here on the board of directors of Word of Life. He does not know. But Tom Davis tonight will be here and tell you all about it. You just ask Tom and see what he knows. Anyway, so I don't know. And, we can't know everything. Daniel didn't know. You're no different than Daniel. Daniel said, well, what about this? And what did the heavenly visitor say? Shut the book, seal it up, go on. I'll raise you from the dead. That's verse 13. I'll raise you from the dead at the time of the end, resurrection. All right, now, chapter 12 out of the way. Let's go back to chapter 11. Chapter 11 is an unbelievable chapter as it relates to prophecy, because it looks down the corridors of time from where Daniel is, the heavenly visitor, giving Daniel five personalities that are going to come on the world scene. He tells detailed information about these personalities. And what we're going to determine, before I dig into it, especially the last part of it, what we're going to determine is that this is the alignment of the nations. Remember, the Bible tells us, Ezekiel 5:5, God placed Jerusalem in the center of the earth and put all the nations around her. With that fact, then nations in the last days that are going to come against Israel are talked about in the Word of God. Just let me answer a question maybe on your mind. Well, where is the United States in prophecy? Started to answer that the other day, and a guy came running up to me. I know. I said, where? Jerusalem. I said, what? He said, yeah. Jerusalem. I said, oh, come on, man. Well, that's not the answer. I think there's only one location in the Bible where the United States is mentioned in prophecy, and they're not mentioned by name. It's Zechariah chapter 14, verse 2, where it says, at the time of the end, at the time after 7 years of tribulation period, before Jesus Christ comes back, all nations will gather at Jerusalem. Should the United States be any kind of an entity at all after 7 years of tribulation, all nations, they will be included in the all nations gathering at Jerusalem, with Antichrist to take on Jesus Christ when he comes out of the heavenlies, plants his feet on the Mount of Olives, splits the Mount of Olives, making a way so they can flee to the Jezreel Valley for the Battle of Armageddon to be concluded. The United States, being the superpower it is today, when the body of Christ is snatched out of here at the rapture of the church, the backbone of this nation is going to be gone. And then this nation that's on the slippery slope to moral decay, educational decay, monetary decay, economic decay is going to be destroyed. Military decay, every kind of decay you can talk about. This nation is going to be a third-rate nation, in my opinion. And that's exactly what's going on. So I believe that this nation, superpower of the world, rapture of church, takes the body of Christ out of here, becomes a nebulous entity in existence, and it's not mentioned any place in the Bible, as I understand the study of prophecy. But there are nations mentioned in the Bible.